House lawmakers joined representatives of the education and business communities Wednesday in Harrisburg to explain details of a proposed hybrid pension plan designed to get a handle on the growing multi-billion dollar funding crisis facing Pennsylvania's public pension systems. Sponsor of the proposal, Representative Mike Tobash of Schuylkill County, said changes to the state employees and Pennsylvania school employees' retirement systems must be made now in order to stop the costs borne by taxpayers from spiraling out of control.
We've got tremendous budgetary issues that we're going to face, not only this year, but in the next number of years, as our contribution really goes through the roof to the tune of an additional $3 billion over the next 3.5 years. So that's why it's critical that we do it right now. The plan that we're working on right now is a hybrid plan to shift over to defined contribution model. New employees coming into the Commonwealth, and the savings come up in the range of a little bit more than 11 to a little bit more than $15 billion over the experience period. So there's just substantial savings, cost reduction in the plan.
The pension reform legislation is now awaiting action by the full House. From Harrisburg, Mike Davies reporting.